Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
When this whole world starts getting me down and people are just too much for me to face.
As the Drifters bring us back, welcome back. I'm Jim Blasingame, 7 till the hour. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Wayne Cruz is our guest, VP of Policy and Technology Studies at the Competitive Enterprise Institute, CEI.org. Tell us about CEI, quickly.
By the way, the sequel to that Drifter song is Van Halen's Jump, but don't despair. CEI.
We have that too, by the way.
Founded about 35 years ago, we're policy advocacy. You could say small L libertarian, free market oriented policy group. We work primarily on regulatory issues because, as I always say, I think if you're missing regulation, you're missing government's biggest impact in the economy. So we're working across the board on primarily economic regulatory issues.
We've actually got to the point, folks, where you may be paying more directly, indirectly for regulations out of your bottom off your bottom line than you are in taxes.
That's right. I don't use the number, but I remember there was a study that came out a couple of years ago that said if we hadn't been regulating like we have been since the 40s, that our GDP, instead of being $17 trillion, would be $56
trillion. Yeah.
That's a phenomenal thing to think about.
It's a lot
about.
Of jobs, a lot of wealth, isn't it?
Better believe it.
Think about that.
A lot of jobs.
And that's not just, and you say 54 million, that's just this year. That's not counting the compounding effect of all the last several years.
That's right. It's a tremendous burden.
There's no question about it. And which brings us to the third point that you made to the candidates. You said that Congress is not using its powers of review against costly regulations and the agencies.
That's right. It's bad enough they've delegated all this power to the federal agencies, but you might remember back in the 90s they passed something called Congressional Review Act. Every regulation, including all the ones that are going to come from Obama this year, is supposed to sit dormant for 60 days while Congress has an opportunity to do what a so-called resolution of disapproval. Now, it should be a resolution of approval. That's something we've talked about before. Congress should have to okay this stuff. But at least a resolution of disapproval, there's an opportunity for Congress to do. But it's only done that a couple of times. It's done it on the Waters of the United States rule recently.
Right.
You've got a couple of them, weak ones, flailing around in the wake of this FCC order on net neutrality. The only one that went through was the ergonomics, repetitive motion rule that Labor Department had back between the Clinton and Bush administration.
Why aren't they doing it? Why aren't they using their backbone? Why aren't they using the things? Isn't this why Trump's doing so well? Because people are sick of the fact that the Congress is not standing up to an aggressive, overbearing, unlawful president?
Absolutely, it is why. And actually, what's worked best at stopping bad law or law that people didn't want in the past was just Congress not authorizing the appropriations. But you see how timid they are about so-called shutting down the government and taking the blame for shutting down the government. They got elected in a landslide after the government shut down. I think people were delighted with that.
Right.
But Congress can, to stop this stuff, it can either defund it or it can use a resolution of disapproval on regulations.
And we also have problems, it seems, according to your memo, we have problems out at the last mile of the agencies, too. They're not complying.
Oh, that's right. The way it is now is when an agency is going to undertake a new initiative, if they're going to issue a public rule that they let you know about and comment on, or whether they're going to do a guidance document, is a black box. That's what it was called in a Senate hearing last year. And I did this new report called Regulatory Dark Matter, which is what I'm calling all this stuff. Mm-hmm. You know, I mentioned to you a few dozen federal laws, laws passed by Congress every year and signed by the president, over 3,000 regulations. But you're talking about in the Federal Register over 20,000 notices that come through every year, and nobody knows what all is in these notices in any sensible way.
Yeah. So this is an example, Wayne.
Bulletins.
This is where the government has now gotten to the point where it's become the government for its own sake. The employees in the federal government are there for their own sake, witness the unions. And we've got to turn this around, Wayne, or we're going to be, it's not going to be the government of the people, it's going to be the government owns the people.
just for the bureaucrats. But look,
right.
I always say I'm not pessimistic.
What do we do about it? What do we do about it, Wayne?
Well, I think all the ideas that were the essence of this country, that created this country, are still out there, and I think people are rediscovering them as they see that this mess doesn't work. And I think things will change. You realize, especially in front. I always tell you, most of the world's jobs are not created yet. Now, my friends
right.
here come back and they say, "Yeah, Cruz, but most of the regulations haven't been written yet."
Right.
I say, "No." Most of the jobs aren't created yet. And if we can wall off the future from these bad
approaches,
we've
got it. We can't just
new sectors.
We can't just do some talking about and reform. We've got to change the structure, Wayne.
Well,
and one of the ways I'm going to come back to this. One of the ways is we got to sunset regulations. Right?
You got to sunset rules, and in any new sector, say telecom or.
Wayne, I got to go.
What have you?
I got to go. I'm sorry. We're running out of time. Thank you for being here. CEI.org. Check out the website.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.